Good evening, Europe! Hello and a very good afternoon. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius. And sit back and relax. I've got 1 hour to entertain you all about the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Jon Henrik Fjällgren from Sweden.
Hi, we are Time Bell
from Switzerland.
Hi, this is Emer Quinn from Ireland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Enjoy.
L'automne avait changé en printemps. Tu m'as montré qu'il faut t'aimer pour se trouver. La liberté n'est qu'une compagne fugitive. Je la laisse aller, je vais tout risquer et tout donner. N'avoir plus peur d'être quitté. J'ai décidé, je m'en fous. Je reste debout, même si mon cœur sera déchiré. Je m'en fous. Tous mes efforts étaient en vain. Une quête pleine de chagrin. J'ai étouffé mon cœur avide en l'enfermant. Et par l'angoisse m'a guidé, asphyxié, égaré. J'ai étouffé mon cœur timide. Et dans une douce nuit de mai, je t'ai montré, tu m'as trouvé, enfin me bercer en confiance. Je me laisse aller. Je vais tout risquer et tout donner, n'avoir plus peur d'être quitté. J'ai décidé. Zoe with Je m'en fous, which means I do not care. And Zoe represented Austria the 2016 Eurovision in Stockholm with Loin d'ici. But that song, Je m'en fous, was from her album called Début, which is full of beautiful French music. And honestly, get it. If you are a fan of French music, you know, I do download it or stream it, take a listen to it, or even purchase it on Amazon. It's just
or anywhere else. It's just brilliant. So do check that out. Zoe with Début, and Je m'en fous was the name of the song. Right, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet. Normal service has resumed now once again after we've had a couple of specials recently. So we've got a couple of requests coming up. We got one from James Brett down in Worthing, here on the south coast of the UK, but slightly further along to the east from where we are here in Dorset. And of course, we're going to scoot over Denmark here in the UK and go over to Sweden and say hello to Gothenburg and Robert Wallström. So I got a request from him. And I'll check if we've got any more. I think we've got one actually from Richard in Ferndown once again. Just love to hear from you, Richard. Thank you very much. And yes, thank you for tuning in. And thank you if you are listening, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. So we are locally across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest on 92.3 FM. We are also right across the world on forestfm.co.uk and also via the TuneIn radio app and all various other radio internet stations. We are there. It's Radio Garden is my recent favourite one because it basically has a Google Earth image. I'm sure they asked Google for this. And they've plotted where all the radio stations are right across the UK. And you can basically click, right across the UK and the world, in fact. And you can pick a radio station to listen to. It's fantastic. Quite addictive if you're a bit of a radio geek like me. But love it, love it, love it. And internet radio stations, awesome. But certainly keep it here on Forest FM, East Dorset's first and only community radio station. We are here to entertain you 24 hours a day. If you want to get in contact with us, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Yes, well, today might be Sunday the 11th of October, but still, we've got plenty of Eurovision news to let you know about. After H from Step said something really quite controversial earlier this week, so I'll give you all the lowdown about that. Also, there's lots of comment on Twitter and Facebook about that too, so do head over to our pages for some reactions from fellow listeners. Yes, which is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So now, time to move on for our first request. And yes, James Brett. James, lovely, 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 lovely to hear from you. And I cannot wait to play this for you. It's one of my favourite songs ever to come out of the national finals. And sadly, it only came second in Denmark's national final, Dansk Melodi Grand Prix, in 2009. I do remember watching that many, many moons ago. Well, it's 11 years ago now, crikey. And so here is Hera Bjork, and your request, James, is Someday.
I once could see a beautiful tomorrow that was meant to be, where you and I were living in a dream. If I could have you by my side, the sadness that you've given me would disappear. I would forget all worries, heartaches, start all over. Someday love will shine. Someday you will find the memories we had together shine.
We're full of fights and tears and lies. My heart was cold as ice when I left you. But you have grown since then, I've heard. Our history has made us strong. We would not make the same mistakes. So take my
Chiara from Malta in 1998 in Birmingham. That is the one that I love. Oh yes, it's one of the best love songs ever to compete at the Eurovision Song Contest. And it was very clustered at the top of the scoreboard in 1998 between the eventual winner Dana International with the song Diva, the United Kingdom's Amani with Where Are You? Question mark. And the third place, which was Malta's Chiara, the one that I love. And it all got down to that wood final vote from the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, now North Macedonia, and their points. And they didn't give anything to Malta. So it came down to the last 12 points as Israel got points already and also did the United Kingdom. So all four, it was down to anybody else getting the 12 points, or it was Malta. And if Malta got the 12, they would have won 1 point over Israel. But that didn't happen because they gave the 12 points from North Macedonia to Croatia. Yes, and which, you know, in hindsight, it's fair enough. You could probably imagine, because Daniela has been very popular in the former Yugoslavia for very many years up to that point as well. So when she got to represent Croatia that year, not only with just such a beautiful song, but of course the North Macedonians would understand exactly what she's talking about, singing about, shall I say, talking about, and of course people are going to vote for that. Much more so if you understand the words, but you know, as a proper Eurovision fan, I guess you certainly, on my point of view, is that you don't really need to necessarily know what they're talking about to sort of feel what they're singing about and the emotion, etc. Translate that quite easily, I think, on the whole, and which this song does too, which I'm going to play for you next. Well, as we'll mention in the news coming up very, very soon, at right about 5:30, the pop artists and performers from Montenegro have called for the country to return to the Eurovision Song Contest. After failing to qualify for the fourth year in a row in 2019, the Montenegrin broadcaster RTCG announced their withdrawal from the Eurovision 2020, but with comments of a council member now suggesting that the decision may remain the same for 2021, the Montenegrin artists have been calling for the return of the contest. Now, certainly for smaller countries like Montenegro, Eurovision is a great platform for them to show themselves off to the world, practically. Because you could imagine, unless you're a geography boffin, if you're not in that country or aware of that country, then, you know, Montenegro at Eurovision might actually be one of the first and only times that you have caught the attention of that viewer. And, you know, could introduce them to your country and your language and your performers, etc. Though, in 2019, Montenegro sent Demol with Falling. Heaven. I'm in heaven falling, and it just didn't. It didn't work at all. Yeah, like, gospel music did not come from Montenegro. Put it that way. Maybe Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. Montenegro's best result was with Kness and with the song Anzio. But I'm going to play you mine and Rob's actual favourite song. This is from Montenegro 2014. Here it is, Sergei Cetković with Moj svijet, which means my world in English. Here is Montenegro 2014. And funny fact here, this was the song which me and Rob had our first dance once we got married back in August of 2017.
Da me ne zaboraviš, kada jastuk zagrliš, ti me sanjaj. Tražim, mal sreća trag ne ostavlja, ko da je tvoju dušu drugom pisala. Još volim volim te, znaj, u srcu mom spavaš sama. Moj svijet čuvam za te, u moj svijet nek te vrate, pa nazvane mi da s tobom jedino znam za ljubav.
This is Isa Cohen from Israel with the song Abba Nibi Obo Eben. Remember, you are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Abba Nibi Obo Eben.
Bye.
Yizhar Cohen and Alphabeta with Abani Biyabobeh. That is Israel's winner and first winner of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1978 in Paris, Alphonse. And let's say a very bienvenue to Robert.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Robert.
Bienvenue means welcome, so yeah, I could say, you could say that, yeah.
Thank you very much, thank you. How have you been keeping, right?
Yes, very well. Very well, yourself?
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. We are actually on holiday, aren't we, my darling?
We're actually in the Cotswolds at the moment, but we'll be home tomorrow.
Yes.
Change of plans. We were going to be in Scotland, before that France, before that Italy. Nothing has stayed the same this year.
No, it hasn't, has it, sadly. We can't odds that. But it's okay. It's been beautiful. We've been staying at Ellenborough Park, which is just by Cheltenham Racecourse. And it's beautiful around here, isn't it?
It's stunning. And the hotel is amazing. Definitely worth staying in.
It is, and it's definitely worth treating ourselves after we've been having to change plans like umpteen amount of times, haven't we? So it's just one of those things that we're going to have to deal with, isn't it, my darling?
It was, but the Lake District was nice. And then we decided with the restrictions, probably best not to go up to Scotland. So we plumped for coming back down south.
Yeah, down south, isn't it? Yeah, geez. Right. Let's do our random thing. Oh, very exciting.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's for that favourite time of the show. And Rob, would you like to explain what is your random request?
I will indeed. So I have two hats, one full of years from 1956 to the present day, and one full of countries from A to Y, because there is no Z, as we established this last week.
Oh, what about Zimbabwe 1972?
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Which didn't even exist back then. It was Rhodesia, wasn't it, back then?
Oh, I don't know. God, history's better than mine. Anyway, and then I try and mix and match, and hopefully we get a song that works, rather than picking out, Russia 1962 or something, which clearly wasn't in the original contest then.
So no, that would have been interesting though, wouldn't it?
It would have been interesting. It would be interesting. Cold War.
Yeah. Awkward. Right.
I have a year in my hands.
Oh, go for it, dear.
Ooh, 1977.
Oh, 1977. Oh, after we played the 1978 contest. Okay. Yeah. 1977. So that was the contest in London, the United Kingdom, and it was in the Wembley Conference Centre, hosted by Angela Rippon, and Angela Rippon. France won with
Merci.
No, Marie Myriam won. Ou les enfants.
Oh.
Comme un enfant de Zulu.
Very good.
Okay. And what's your country, dear?
My country is Yugoslavia.
Rob, breaking news, Yugoslavia weren't in 1977. We need to draw again.
God, I thought Yugoslavia was the first time I ever picked them. Okay, right.
No, they were in 1974, 75, and then they disappeared in 76, 77, 78, and 79. They came back in 1981. Okay. It was really weird. They just disappeared for about 6 years.
Okay, picked up, Denmark.
Denmark. Ah, now they weren't there either. Yeah, sadly, they withdrew because the head of entertainment, DR, after the 1966 contest, didn't want Denmark to participate. They wanted to use the money somewhere else. So Denmark came back the following year, though, in 1978.
Oh, there you go. So I picked it. Oh, Hungary. No, Hungary wasn't there.
No. Okay.
Fourth time lucky, I have picked out Belgium.
Yes, well done, dear. We can do Belgium. And our Belgium were represented by, oh my gosh, I have to scratch my head and find out, Rob. Is that bad? Very bad.
Yes, terrible.
Yeah, so it's Dream Express. Okay, and it's a song called A Million and One, Two, Three. Now, apparently it was the pre-contest favourite, more so than the UK entry. But it ended up coming 7th for 69 points. Not bad, not bad, not bad. So, in that contest, we didn't get nil point, but Sweden got its worst ever result. Worst ever result. That was for Forbes with Beatles. Yes. And they only got 2 points. Oh, which is quite sad, isn't it?
Terrible. Very sad. But we came second.
Yes.
With Rock Bottom. Oh, I know that one. Doodle-doo-doo. Rock Bottom. Oh, France was L'Oiseau et l'Enfant. So Bird and Child.
Oh, yes. L'Oiseau et l'Enfant. Sorry, my pronunciation was awful, wasn't it, earlier, dear? So remind me, what is your random request this week?
Belgium, 1977, which was Dream Express with A Million in 1, 2, 3. Enjoy!
Yeah. Mr. President, can't you see I'm never gonna get higher? This is so cheesy.
Bye. nou?
Zeg maar even,
ben ik van jou?
Zeg het me nog
wel duizendmaal.
Spreek van liefde
in elke taal.
Baby, baby,
I love you.
Jou te quiero,
oui mon amour.
Het is zo heerlijk
samen te zijn.
Maar het scheiden
doet toch geen pijn.
There we are, there's our Belgian double there. I thought I'd treat us with a bit of Belgium 1973. Completely on the opposite side of the scoreboard. Nicole and Hugo with Baby Baby coming 17th with 58 points. Voting scoring back then was an absolute mess and it made hardly any sense. But it sort of did, but it was go on forever. Anyways, Nicole and Hugo, pretty well known for being turned down onto BBC television when they do Eurovision classic shows and performances, and they always roll out that, which is much to the detriment of what people like me are trying to do to promote it, but never mind. Here on Forest FM 92.3, right here in East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the New Forest, me, your Eurovision ambassador, Kieran Uri Tussius, is here to promote the world's biggest singing competition every week, every Sunday, 5 p.m. Forest FM. Oh yes. Okay, sit back and relax. I'm going to keep you abreast of what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uri-Tuttiot.
Duncan Lawrence, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for the Netherlands, the 2019 contest in Tel Aviv, has got engaged. Yes, he shared the news on social media that he has got engaged to his boyfriend, Jordan Garfield. We'd like to wish both of them a very big congratulations and all the best for the future. Now, the Israeli broadcaster has extended its submission deadline for the Israeli national final of 2021, as Aidan Arlane has already been selected after winning the national final earlier this year in 2020. And reportedly, they only received 70 songs to choose from, so they've opened it up a little bit longer for a bit more variety. It's fair enough. Miklos Josef, who represented the Czech Republic in 2018, yes, and he has released a brand new single, and it's called La 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 La. Yes, it's quite catchy, but would you believe it, he has dropped the F word 22 times in it. I don't understand myself, it's bizarre. Davi Freya, who was selected to represent Iceland at the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest and was one of the odds-on favourites to win, has stated in a recent interview that he wants to compete. Yes, he wants to return to Eurovision, but only if he has been internally selected by the Icelandic broadcaster RUV. Maybe if it has his own national final where the Icelandic people get to pick their song for Davíð. We hope so, that will come to fruition. And finally, the Polish broadcaster TVP have made an announcement that they have some delegations that will record their performances in Poland for this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest next year, but some of them will be done via satellite. And that is your Eurovision Showcase News.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hello, this is Christian Kostev from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Beautiful Mess. Enjoy.
Even in the light of fire, when everything is on the wire, we hold up against the wall. Love is a touch of
hope. Hello guys, this is Imri From Israel, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Feel Alive. Enjoy.
Breaking me to pieces.
Hi everyone, this is Jacques Holdik from Croatia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is the song, My Friend. Enjoy.
This is Tamara from Georgia, and this is my song, Keep the Faith. Enjoy!
Who told you to hide behind a veil? Who told you to get out of the way? Don't you let them steal your dreams? Feel the courage, spread your wings and breathe. Keep the faith, keep the faith. Remember you're not alone. Hold my hand and come along. You keep the faith, keep the faith. Don't let nobody turn you down, even if the world is red. Who told you that I reached the point with no regrets? Who told you that my life is a book of fairy tales? I have lost many times, but I never
with Keep the Faith, Georgia 2017, not qualifying out of the first semi-final. I couldn't believe it, to be fair, because I thought the live performance and the song as well, very, very strong, very Bond-esque, you know, and with Spectre, which I think was coming around at that time. I'm sure it was, wasn't it? Or at least it was in production. I'm terrible with Bond timelines, remembering when they were released and stuff, but I mean, it's like between Skyfall and Spectre, I'm sure it was something like that. It would fit in perfectly. It's just like Conchita versus Rise Like a Phoenix. It's like the best Bond song ever at Eurovision. Best Bond song never to be, of course, but that would be quite something, wouldn't it? if a Eurovision song got to the James Bond way. Anyway, never mind. Right, let's move swiftly on. Now, I'm going to reintroduce this. Yes, it's now time for the best of the rest. Yes, and this is where we showcase a part of the Eurovision showcase with some songs, or a song, from the national finals, which didn't make it to Eurovision, but probably would have done quite well. And this is no exception. Now, this came third in the Great British Song Contest in 1998. Yes. And you might be thinking, oh, who could that be? Well, it is Sapphire and her song, I'll Never Be Lonely Again. Sapphire, I'll Never Be Lonely Again from the UK National Final in 1998. Now our next song, which is from the best of the rest, is this song, which shockingly, I still can't believe it, came last in the Estonian National Final. Yeah, Estelar, and that was in 2017. I couldn't believe it. Here is Alina Bourne with In or Out. This is funky.
This is gonna be a one-time invitation to a secret place I know. So keep it low. There you can be whatever. It's a place that can be never ever found. It's underground. Every dream you ever dreamed will soon be coming true. So be careful what you wish for, 'cause it may start at you. Everything that happens here will always stay in here. But once you enter, you're in deep and you can never live. Are you in or out? You will soon find out.
Are you in or out? like Dr. Jekyll, don't you worry. You're a soulmate, Mr. Hyde. Just step inside. Every dream you ever dreamed would soon be coming true. So be careful what you wish for, cause if it started you, everything that happens here will always stay in here. But once you enter, you're in deep and you can never live. Are you in?
Eleanor Bourne with In or Out from Estonia's national final, Este Lau, of 2017. It's now time for our final request of the week, and it's from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. God kväll to you, lovely Robert. Thank you very much. And your request this week comes from Melodifestivalen in 1988. I can't wait to play this because this is so Eurovision. It's brilliant and true, typical 1980s pop. This is awesome. Here is Annika Bergman with Ian Ding Ding Var, which means in a ding ding world. Yes, reminiscence of Ya Ya Ding Dong from the Story of Fire saga, the Eurovision movie. Yes, it's time to finish off with Live and Kicking on this week's Eurovision Showcase. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Aritasiet, for another episode. If you want to join us again, please do at 5 p.m. Next Sunday, of course, and every Sunday throughout the year. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email with a request as well, escshowcase@gmail.com. But now, let's have a head over to the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest from Lausanne, Switzerland. Here is a song that came 16th with 39 points. It is Portugal and Da Vinci with Conquistador. Oh yes, and now this is a great song, and it's basically listing a lot of where Portugal dominated with its empire. Yes, the chorus goes, I've been to Brazil, Praia and Besu, Angola, Mozambique, Goa and Macau. Oh, and I've been to Timor, I've been a conquistador. Yes, a historical note from Portugal this year. Anyways, take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vislat, do bizenio, gok nacht, and adios. And I'll see you very soon next week. Toodaloo!